This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale. Greg, what are we seeing taking place on the grains?
Well, a strong start to the soybean complex this week. Continue to talk about dryness in Brazil. Some of that rain falling in Argentina is helpful, but the situation with their lack of soybeans from last season and carrying that over into their actual crush this year is still infusing a little bit of positivity into this the soybean market. We see South America imposing a little bit of bullishness into our own market here.
Greg, in your opinion, how much of this is switching over to the El Nino weather pattern, and how much of this is just kind of an anomaly with the weather and what's happening in South America right now?
It's a little bit of both. We are starting to see some of this El Nino pattern roll into Argentina, which is needed. They need to see this moisture roll in there. But Brazil has a little bit of an anomaly, similar to what we had this past spring and summer, where you had rain that was coming in from the west. It just couldn't break through that barrier to get into the Midwest. And so you ended up with drier areas in the plains, the west, across most of the Midwest for the bulk of the growing season. And we see that happening down in Brazil right now, where there's rain that's coming into that southern portion of the country, but it's just not able to break through. There's a ridge, or there's some sort of an anomaly that is holding it back from getting into that center and western portion of the country, and it's staying drier over there. So we may continue to see this over the next few weeks. They did have some localized heavy rains over the weekend, but nothing that was widespread enough to give full on relief. So we start our week with a little bit of excitement going higher in the beans.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn up 2.5 at 479.75. November soybeans up 14.75 at 13.42.25. On the Merck, December live cattle down $1.17 at 182.67. November feeder cattle down 95 cents at 239.65. December lean hogs up 70 cents at 72.45. December pork cutout down $1.42 at 80.10. And class 3 milk down 6 cents at 17.27. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.